Amen. I'm not going to be long before you. I'm trying to be very pointed and low-key this morning. Amen. How about it's good to have Minister Holloman with us. And I don't recommend people all the time, but if you want a minister to come, he's in training for ordination, so I'm glad he's always with me and driving for me and just taking good care of me. So this morning he just traveled down here with me this morning. So I just ask you, Kevin, to get him on the schedule. Amen. And I will be down here to make sure he do good. Amen. Yes, sir. I will drive all the way from Richmond. Now I am retired and I live down in Richmond, but I still pastor the church up in Stafford. So I'm just glad to be here this morning. There is a very powerful word that the Lord has given me, although there's just a few of us. But how many of you know, with the Lord on your side, you can make a difference? You can turn the whole grocery store around. You can make the doctors at the hospital take notice. Matter of fact, you can make those preachers that don't know Jesus turn around. Amen? Come on here, somebody. So there is a very powerful word. So we are just honored, amen, to when I got the call, I said, hey, I've been coming this way for 20-plus years now. And so, Kevin, we have our service at 11:30 every Sunday morning. So I expect you and your wife and wives, I invite you to come one Sunday morning to our service so you can do some songs up there. But let me know so I'll be preaching that day because I love his worship. Amen. So we want to get him up there this one Sunday morning. All of y'all just come. It's a short ride off of Route 1 and 610. So it would be a great worship experience. Amen. Teach African Americans how to worship. Hallelujah. I know. Is this message being recorded? Yes, going on the internet? So they know I'm talking about them. Amen. I want to be, the reason I say that, I want to be politically correct. Amen. America is in trouble. The churches are in trouble. And you and I must keep the Lord foremost in our spirit. Amen. I want to invite you to the gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Amen. And I will take my time, but I do want to be through at least by 10:30. Amen. Chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. How many of you are glad when the Lord comes and show up? Amen. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive you the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Father, we're grateful for this day and for this service and for this worshiping experience. We pray now the Holy Spirit will come and take charge of this service. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are you on a use for a subject or a talking point or a theme or just a good idea that will change your life? Amen. There are a lot of good ideas out there, but there's not good ideas that will change your life. First of all, I want to make sure God is not through with you yet. What you're doing here at Wise is very important to the Lord, and we need to keep that on target. And secondly, that's going to be our thing. God is not through with you yet. Because you see in the passage of Scripture, and some people don't get it yet. The church don't get it. The preachers don't get it. He said, peace be to you as the Father has sent me, I also send you. The God is not going to do the work. He wants you and I to do the work. And one of the things that God is saying to me to tell you, the world has no power over the Lord. Amen. I want to say that again. The world has no power over the Lord. And if that's key, and if that's true, the world has no power over the Lord. The world system has no power over God. And the world system has no power over God's people. Amen. Come on here, somebody. For God said, I send you. Amen. You didn't go, you didn't come up and think about this on your own. I did it myself. Amen. Father has sent me, I also sent you, and he sent you with a level of boldness. We got to have a level of boldness. We cannot be, I think about it, maybe, but we got to go with the firmness that God has called you and told you to go out. And you got to understand that God has given you some prayer authority, which is in Gospel of John 14, verses 13 and 15. And I'm not going to go there, but that is your authority for prayer authority. And then he gives you a promise authority. In other words, I will send the comforter. That's in chapter 14, verses 16 through 26. In other words, when God said, I'm going to do something, he owns up to it, amen, and he has some power and purpose and benefits when he says this. And then we got power authority. Amen. The church folks want some authority, but they want to ask the wrong person and go to the wrong place. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, which is one of my favorites, that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a what? A witness unto me. Amen. Unto me. In other words, we should be talking about the goodness of the Lord wherever we go. Is that all right in here? Oh, you can say amen. I know it's a few of you, but you're still alive and able to say amen. Amen? So we got the power authority. And then we'll find in Acts chapter 2 the actual promise. In other words, in Acts chapter 2, there was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Come on here, somebody. In other words, when God said, I'm going to do something, he does it. Amen. So in Acts chapter 2, if you read it, there was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It did not come from earth. It came directly from heaven, from the throne room of God the Father. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, it's one thing to have the promise. Amen. And the power, but it's another thing to see it being displayed, making a difference in somebody's life. Amen. So in Acts chapter 3, we find the power of the Holy Ghost being operated by John and Peter going up to pray at the gate called Beautiful. Amen. You know the story, the lame man. He was lame, but when they touched him in the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, yes, somebody. He got up and they saw him leaping and what? Praising God, giving God all the glory, amen. So here is two things. The promise has come and the power has come. And then in Acts chapter 4, there will be persecution. In other words, everybody don't want to go this road of peace, amen. Everybody don't. You can see how America is right now. They have gotten so far away from God, amen. But God still will trouble the waters, and God will keep us for a faithful few. Amen. I'm not concerned about God destroying America. As long as there's a remnant that's praying and seeking the face of God, it will be all right. There is the persecution. In the words, they are telling these brethren and sisters, amen, the disciples of the Lord and the apostles, don't preach and teach anymore in Jesus' name. Come on here. You got to go back and read that. This is exciting to me. And that's happened in Acts chapter 4. But something, when God sends you out, something start turning. Come on. Say, look at your neighbor. Neighbor, something is getting up now. Something is turning in my favor. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, you will find something very powerful if you've never been there. These disciples said, okay, They beat up on him and they talked about him and persecuted him. And they said, don't teach and preach in Jesus' name anymore. But let me go back to our text that Jesus, I sent you. So Jesus has sent the disciples to do the what? The work of the kingdom. So we find ourselves running up against the enemy, trying to stop us, running up against the world system, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, trying to stop the work of the Lord. Amen. But the Bible says when they prayed, amen, I tell you, when they prayed, God shook the ground. Come on here, somebody. We need a shaking in America, amen. We need the power of God to be displayed in wise in our church, in our families, in our communities, in our grocery stores, in our hospitals, in our police stations. Wherever we go, we must take the glory. Come on. You must take the glory of God. I've been singing a song, because of your name, Lord, I can see again. Because of your name, God, I healed. Because of your name, God, I'm made whole. So we need to take God's glory. Well, I feel like preaching here right now. If we had a shouting church, you would lift up your hand, say we need to take the name of Jesus everywhere we go. But here we find the ground being shaken because the people of God is come together to pray. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit again, and they start speaking the word of God with boldness. You got to go back there and read that. Amen. In John 10, 18, I just want to make it proof to you that the world system has no power over our Lord. No man, in John 10 and 18, no man can take my life from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power, what? To pick it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In other words, Jesus said, I know who I am. Amen. Hallelujah. In John 19 and 30, it said, it is finished. And then when Jesus said it was finished on the cross after Easter, we should have some power. Come on here, somebody. Easter is over with. So what are we doing? What are we doing in the video? Are we being a witness? Amen. And I submit to you, y'all keep praying and for the wilderness experience, the wilderness spiritual fellowship that have here, amen, because people need the word of God away from home. When Jesus said it is finished, the devil thought he had the Lord, amen. But the Bible said in Matthew 27 and 51, then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked and rocks split. And this is recorded in Mark and Luke, amen. Come on, here, somebody. In other words, this is a brand new day here on earth. Amen. The law is out and grace is in. Amen. And I talk to people about grace. Grace, they always got to say grace is God's unmerited favor. But there is another meaning, another definition. Grace is God's power to do his will. You got to stay in tune on what God is doing. I feel like preaching. Y'all holding me up here. But in Philippians 3 and 10, it said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, amen, and the fellowship in suffering and be conformed to his death. In other words, you and I need to walk in a way that we are dead to these things that are not of God, amen. That's what I love about worship. Worship can change us, put an atmosphere. When he said that first song, amen, I was so excited about the truth of God, amen. It does something for my spirit. When you're saved, amen, and you're around saved folks, and the unbeliever gets in the midst of it, and we start talking about the goodness of the Lord, come on here, my brother, something to lose from us. And let me tell you what comes out of it is the power of the Holy Ghost comes out and is released, amen, and catch hold of that unbeliever's heart. I don't care how bad of a drunk he is, amen, how dark the situation is, God will draw them. The Bible said, if I be lifted up from earth, I will draw what? all men, not some, amen. God has the power to take the sting out of death and the power out of the grave. Come on here, somebody. If God can raise the dead, amen, this is a small matter for him to save mankind. God is looking for somebody that will stand in the gap. Somebody will pray. Somebody will praise and have a purpose that I'm going to the grocery store. Yes, I need some bacon. Yes, I need some eggs. Yes, I need some milk. Yes, I need some bread. Yes, I need some cereal. But I am coming to be a witness. Amen. I'm going to bless somebody this morning. I'm going to buy somebody else some eggs. And then when I reach out to them and buy them some eggs and some milk, I'm going to tell them this is what the Lord has done for me. Come on here, somebody. You got to understand God had a method to the madness to bless you, to give you an overflow. Got your mind right. Amen. Your heart's right. Your mouth is right. And somebody will see the peace of God. You'll be able to say what Jesus said, peace to you. And I know what they're going to say. Whose authority are you speaking in? Is it man or the church? You're going to have to step back, said I'm speaking to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Come on, everybody. God will give you. Where is the crucified Christ? Where is the crucified? Anybody know where is the crucified Christ? Somebody said he is at the right hand of God the Father. But I submit to you the nail scars, amen, the pierced side where water and blood came out. And let me tell you, God gave me a revelation. The water and the blood is still working, amen. The water represents the word of God. Come on here. His blood represents his power. There's still power in the blood. Come on here, somebody. But here we find in Galatians 2 and 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ, what? Who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, what? In the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In other words, I like that, the Son of God. Do you know what God calls us? He calls us sons of God. In other words, God, make no mistake, these are mine. Amen. Whether you're male or female, he still calls us what? Sons of God. Amen. The children of God. In other words, God wants the world to make no mistake about it. I sent you, and I sent you on purpose to be a witness. I have empowered you, and I am not going to change, for I am God, and I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. In other words, because the world system is going crazy, God is still on the throne. Oh, y'all better talk to me. I'm going to get my little preaching on here. Every now and then, I have to get my little preaching on for myself. Amen. I have to encourage myself in the Lord, because you know what? I love the Lord. I love what I'm doing. That's why I can get in my car early this morning, woke up, put my shower on, told my wife, love you, got to go now. I got Jesus stuff to do. Come on here, somebody. You got to tell people, I got Jesus stuff to do today. Well, what is that Jesus stuff? Well, you need to get in the car and ride with me now. God will identify, will tell you what the Jesus stuff that I had to do. But I stopped by here to encourage you that the world has no power over you. Amen. And God is not through with you yet. I was reading this book that my wife had on the table, and it says be bold in the church, be bold in your family, be bold in your own walk. In other words, do another thing. Amen. Quit backing down when somebody asks you to pray for them. Quit backing down when they tell you, how did you make it? How is this job that you got? God's going to look out for you because you've been faithful. Amen. I'm just going to prophesy that you will have a job, not because of your talents, but because of your faithfulness. Amen. And because of the prayer of the righteous. Amen. Come on here, somebody. You're going to have to put your faith to work, put your anointing to work, put your God to work. Come on. Y'all not going to talk to me here this morning, but I'm going to preach anyhow. But God said we need a level of boldness in our walk. Amen. Live for Christ. Create your own happiness. What? in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. You need to shout about that. Amen. Yeah, it is God's power moving in and through you, moving the old stuff out and replacing it with what? With the new stuff. Amen. Enjoy the life, the little things, huh? Dream big, amen? I pause right here, Mark 11:22, it says this, if you're gonna dream big, you gotta have what? Faith in God. That'll tag you, that'll help you out. Yeah, I was gonna pause right there. If you don't have anything else to do today, just have faith in God. If you got faith in God, you can do it. You can make a difference. Amen. You can walk that walk, talk that talk. So many preachers are trying to beat the church down. God is trying to lift the church up. Yes, sir. I don't care how few they are. God said you can change some things if you dream big. Fall in love with God all over again. We need to have somebody that will fall in love with God all over again. I tell you, Kevin, it's one thing to take your wife on a honeymoon, but it's another thing to fall in love. Now, when she ain't gonna have no job, she's gonna have time to what? Fall in love with her all over again. Girl, if you love her, you're gonna hang out with her. Amen. Come on here, somebody. It's been a long time coming, and it's a good thing. Fall in love with her all over again. That's what God said. Fall in love with me all over again, and I will show you something that you have never seen before. I will take you to higher and higher heights. I feel like preaching right here. I don't know what got a hold of me, but I thank God. Take a risk. Walk on water. Discover your passion in Christ. Find your voice. Find your gift. Follow your dreams, and your life is now. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be what? Added unto you. Oh, one day, I got to close here. One day we will see our Savior face to face. One day he's going to call us. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are in Christ that remain shall be what? Caught up to be with the Lord. And there we shall be with him forever. There we will be in that new Jerusalem, new heaven. There we'll be in a place where there will be no more death, no more tears of sorrow. There we will be around God's throne saying hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. God is not through with you yet. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Kevin, I'm going to turn down.